All right, guys, Coach Mike here. Month number 7 of Acceptance 365, and hopefully we are cruising right along. Hopefully you're staying engaged in Acceptance 365. If not, I will hunt you down. I will find you. I may just show up at your door one day. You never know. But it's the stuff that you're learning every month, just like in the 8-week modules. You have access to this forever. You just keep going back to it, right? What are you feeding your mind with every day? You're feeding it with this stuff, with this work, and or are you feeding it with the garbage, the minutiae of all the things that are going on in the world? Yuck. So inner world, life is an inside job, cause and effect. And speaking of the cause, you know, we always talk about being aware of what's going on internally, but are we being honest about what's going on internally, right? Big, big, big distinction there. So we know what's going on internally, but are we powering through it? Or are we doing something about it? And that's where the honesty piece comes in. So as we're talking this month and this module here, we really want to start to up our game and be totally honest, totally transparent, totally accountable about what's going on internally so we can make the changes. And what happens when people become knowledgeable and experts in this work, we think we can power through some things, and quite simply, we can't. And we've got to apply this work, but we also have to be completely honest. Like, okay, this is where I want to be. This is where I'm at. So let's say you're looking for a new relationship, right? And you say, this is the relationship I want. But internally, I'm lonely. I'm sad. I feel inadequate. I don't like my body. I don't feel comfortable. I don't think that I'm deserving of love, or I don't think there's any good people out there in my age range, demographic, whatever. Or I'm afraid of getting hurt because I've been hurt before, and all these gremlins are swimming around in your mind, right? We've got to be totally honest. And then we say, well, no, but I'm going to get out there. I'm going to date. I'm going to meet people. I'm putting myself out there. I'm going to be with a significant other. But you identify as a single dad or a single mom, or you've got the excuses of, well, I hate the dating process. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want someone else to be hurt. But you have it on your goal list to be in a relationship, right? So what you are internally, you have to be completely honest. Say, you know what? I do have these feelings of fear. I do have these feelings of inadequacy. Yeah, I just don't, you know, my body. You know, I've had 2 kids. My body doesn't look like it did when I was 25. Or I haven't had 2 kids, but my body certainly doesn't look like it did when I was 25. And I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, I certainly might do some additional work to get healthier, but you've got to be comfortable in your own skin. You've got to be comfortable in your own mind, in your own body, who you are. And no matter where you are in life, right? No matter what you look like, who you are, and you're all good people, or else you wouldn't be in this program. There's a perfect match for you out there. There's somebody praying for you, wants the same things you want. I want partnership. I want to travel. I want to do exciting things. I want to have somebody to put on in case of emergency, right? Just that connection, that you accept them warts and all, and they accept you warts and all. And what do we do? Like, I'm using this relationship example, but I know many of you are looking for that next chapter. And we put our best foot forward, just like a job interview, right? Maybe it's a career thing. Like, I want the next job, but I don't think there's anything out there. I get struggling and I can't find the right job. And if you have internal doubt, resistance, frustration, that's what you truly are. So you have to be totally honest and vulnerable. But we put our best foot forward on the job interview, on the first few dates, right? Everybody's perfect. You know, their Match.com profile is perfect, and they find the best pictures and the best stuff about them. And it would be refreshing if people said, "Listen, I get edgy on Sunday nights. I'm not a morning person, so don't speak to me before 9." I've made all these mistakes in life, but I'm becoming a better person every day. It'd be really refreshing to see that. But no, it's the, I love long walks in the moonlight. I write poetry. I'm amazing. But if we were just honest and vulnerable in life, this is who we are. somebody's going to love you for who you are. So I'm using a relationship as an example, but it's the same thing every area in your life. The inside job is a no bullshit zone, guys. You have to be totally honest and transparent and vulnerable. And you have to be aware. So we've got to look. And it's not about living this lie. It's not about, you know, like saying, oh, I'm this person externally, but then internally you're a mess. No, it's about, you don't have to share all your warts with everyone. That's not what this is about. But it is about being totally honest with yourself. Saying, okay, let me take stock. Let me run a self-diagnostic test and see where I'm at. And all you have to do is really just make a statement. Let's talk about relationships again. I'm a great catch. And your voice says, no, you're not. Remember, you're carrying an extra 20 pounds. Okay? And now that's what your true state of being is, inadequacy. Then you do the work there. You accept your way through it. Then you change the dialogue. You change the belief. We've had a limiting belief, changing limiting beliefs audio. Go back to that. So, or maybe you want to create a next level of wealth, but you're always worried about money. You're always worried about pinching pennies here and there, and you're focused on your bills. You're focused on lack instead of focusing on wealth. And letting go to the reasons. I mean, so many things in your life that you want. The relationship, the money, the fitness, the friendships, the social connections, the new job. It's all right there for you. You've got to make sure that internally you are this person. I'm going to give you a challenge, a 30-day challenge on this recording in a bit that's going to be really, really powerful for you. Okay, and we'll talk about that in a second, but you just have to be honest. It's not about putting a blanket over it. So you take your car to the engine. You've probably heard me use this analogy before. You take your car to the service guy, right? The expert in automotive repair, and a guy named Buck, right? And so you take your car to Buck, and Buck doesn't like look at your engine and say, yeah, you've got a problem. Let me just put a blanket on it so you don't hear the noise. No. He doesn't do it. He's got to open it up, do the work, and fix it. Right? You got a crack in your foundation. You're not going to live in a house with a crack in the foundation. You got to fix it. And before it gets worse, it's not about living in ignorance. It's not about living in denial. It is about totally being transparent. If the goals you want, the outcomes you want, the person you want to be with the experiences you want to have, if they're important enough to you, then you've got to be totally honest. You're not fooling anybody. You hear me talk about this all the time, about not fooling anyone. Guys, we're dealing with infinite intelligence, which you are a part of. So whatever you are, you'll be. Whatever you are, you'll become. Whatever you are, you're going to experience. So if you're seeing results, and what are the ways that we know what our internal world is? Because it's inner world. It's a state of being. It's non-physical. It's invisible. So how does it become visible? Through thought, through emotion, through action or inaction, or results or experiences or your social network or what you're experiencing. And many of you still, you know, probably struggle every day with the focus issue. Focus, whatever you're focused on, you're going to expand. Whatever you're giving your attention to. And if that's, you know, the big rocks, whatever you are giving your attention to most in life, that's who you are. That's what you're going to create. Whatever you're surrounding yourself with, whoever you're surrounding yourself with, is what you'll become. So if you want to be wealthy and you're hanging out with a bunch of poor people, it's not going to happen. All right. If you want to have success, but your mindset is lack and limitation, it's not going to happen. You want to have a great relationship, but you hang out with a crowd of singles who are all miserable, right? You can hang out with a crowd of singles who are all fun, who are all knowing that the relationship is right here. That's perfect, but take stock in every area in your life, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're doing, what you're experiencing, the results you're getting, and be totally honest. And don't be afraid to write this stuff down. This is what I am right now, and this is what I'm experiencing right now. And this is where I want to be, so let me start to close the gap, okay? And then we start accepting any and all resistance, right? We accept and accept and accept and accept and accept. and we get into a state of being, we basically do everything we can in line, and this is what our 30-day challenge is going to be in a minute. We do everything in line with that person. Don't be a fraud. Okay? Don't be, and I'm not saying a fraud in a bad way. A fraud is like, I'm not being honest with myself. Listen, I want the great relationship. I want to be happy. You know, I'm not just going to go post something on social media the days I feel good and inspire people. No, I'm going to be this person all the time. I'm going to be the uplifter. I'm going to be the lead. I'm going to be the social butterfly. I'm going to get out there and make things happen. I'm going to take risk, whatever it is. Be that person now. But take stock in where you're at. And if your beliefs aren't in line with what you want, change the belief. You have the tools. I'm not going to go all back into that here because we have a recording on that. If your state of being is not in line with what you want, then do the work until it is. And whatever it takes, guys, if it's constant barrage of a microvision that's in line with who you are, and we're going to get to that in a second. If it's constant acceptance around that subject, great. If it's, hey, I'm going to learn from the best, and I've patterned my life. Recently, I shared with Megan, I always tell people about investing in yourself and self-help. And I shared with her a spreadsheet about this community that I invested in to become a better version of me, a better entrepreneur, a better professional, a better businessman. And the investment, I think, was about, I looked at it and my jaw dropped a little bit, but my investment over a couple year period was $140,000, $160,000, something like that. And happy to do it. It pays dividends every day in my life. You've got to walk the walk, talk the talk, be the person. And so you've got to just take a look at it and say, okay, where am I at? This is what I want to be. And I'm going to learn from the best. I'm going to pattern the best. So, you know, you can always, even we talked about this earlier on in the recordings too, you can find, you know, when you're changing your persona, right? And you find somebody or someone or even a movie star, TV star character, it's like, that's the person I want to be. Then be that person. Okay? Act like that person would act always. And you'll become that person. Make the decision to do it and you will become that person. So, it's all about honesty here. It's all about accountability. And it's all about transparency. And just be that person. Be honest. Like, yeah, it doesn't make me a bad person because I get depressed on Monday still. I'm just going to work on it until I don't. It doesn't make me a bad person that I'm single. I'm no less of a good person because I'm single. Maybe a better person because I'm single right now. Who knows? I'm learning, growing. You know, I remember back in the day when I was licking my wounds from my divorce and I would walk in Target and like see all the happy married couples and I thought the entire world was that and I wasn't, right? You guys have had those feelings? Or when I was struggling financially, I thought, wow, everyone else is successful but me. I'm such a failure. We have these thoughts and oh my God, when you're overweight by 20, 30, 40 pounds, all you do is find skinny people. That's what the only people in the world are fit, happy people. They're miserable too at times. So, guys, it's perfect where you're at right now. Let's embrace it. Let's own it. Let's be that. Let's be okay with it. Hey, where I'm at right now is terrific. Great. Now, what do I want next? And let's be honest with what you want next. You all have your mission statements. You all have your, and you should in every month be modifying those. Every 6 months, every quarter, be checking in with that. Okay, this is what I've accomplished, right? We spoke about that. But also, okay, this is where I'm going in the next 6 months. Constantly know, set the needle, right? Set the GPS and know where I'm going every month and then do this work. But you can't be in denial. You've got to be honest. And if you're not experiencing what you want to experience in life, it's a you problem. It's not a me problem. It's not a them problem. It's not an outside problem. It is a me problem for me. It's a you problem. Cause and effect. Your inner world is the cause. If you're experiencing it, it's you. So if you don't have enough money, you don't have enough wealth, you don't have enough freedom, you have a self-worth problem or a need problem. And if you're not in the relationship that you want to be, maybe take stock on an adequacy problem, a need problem, a loneliness problem. Okay? And if you don't have the social life, the circle of friends that you want, or you don't have the attitude that you want every day. You're still getting surly. You're still getting, most of you people are swimmingly nice, so I can't see that, but you never know. And a frustration level, right? I get frustrated a lot. It's a me problem. It's not a them problem. It's not an outside problem. It's a me problem. Guys, total accountability, total responsibility for what you're experiencing. It's not a them problem, ever. It's a you problem, always. So now it's time to be totally honest. So I want you to do two things over the next 30 days. Number one, I want you to write down, okay, day one, right now, write down where you are. If there's a particular area in your life that doesn't serve you right now that you want to change, write down where you're at. Write down how you feel and think about things. And write down, most importantly, where you want to go. And then I want you to laser focus on where you want to go over the next 30 days. Every day, laser focus, and do all the work, acceptance, nonstop, about any and all resistance, changing any and all limiting beliefs on what, you know, the opposite of what you want, right? So if the belief system isn't in line with what you want, change it. Write a small vision. Okay, a small, like, what do they call them? Elevator pitches of who I am, current state. So if you want to, so I don't know why I'm talking a lot about relationships. Maybe this is what some of you need, but I am in a beautiful, loving relationship with my soulmate. We love and respect each other, and our relationship is amazing. It's very simple. That's who you are now, okay? And just because you don't know that person doesn't mean you're not in a relationship with them yet or her yet. Because you know what, guys? You are. You just haven't collided yet. Or maybe you did and you didn't realize it. But be that person now. Now, every word, you've heard this in the earlier modules, every word, every belief, every statement, every conversation is in line with who you want to be. I remember when I got married the first time. And but I was a young guy in my 20s, really young guy in my 20s, and I dated a lot. You know, from 18, I was always, you know, pretty vocal and outgoing, so I had no problem approaching girls but I would date a lot. And I remember, like, at 23, young man, 23 or so years old, I remember telling my buddies, I'm like, you know, and that was different period, you know, 30 years ago. And I remember telling my buddies, saying, you know, it's time to find the one. They looked at me like, what are you talking about? And I dated a lot, you know, for that college years and all that stuff. And I said, it's time to find the one. I want to settle into a relationship and meet the one. And I was so certain that I was going to do that. And that was my story. And I remember that for a couple months. It was just like, yep, time to meet the one. And all of a sudden, I met the one. And we started dating, and we got engaged about a year and a half later and got married. So I knew that I was going to meet the one, but it was a total shift in, like, what I'm ready for now. Okay, very important, guys. And I had that attitude. It's not if I was going to meet the one. Time to meet the one. I fully expected it, and I met the one. And it was the one. It was perfect for my life at that time, and it was the perfect. I had three beautiful kids, so all beautiful stuff, all perfect. And it's time. It's time to make the money. It's time to have the wealth. It's time to have the freedom. It's time to have work-life balance. It's time to reconnect spiritually with who you want to reconnect with. It's time to expand your friendships. It's time to meet the one. It's time to create wealth. It's time to be happy and peaceful. It's time to be adequate and self-loving with a high self-worth. Whatever it is, guys, I want you to write it down and have a mission statement. Then that's who you are. You don't have the conversations with anybody, your accountability group, your mom, your sister, your best friend, your brother, your uncle, your wife, your husband, nothing opposite of what you want. You don't have that conversation, guys. It doesn't exist, doesn't belong. You are completely that person who knows it's there. It's there already. Okay, whether you have that person in your life or not, it's there. This is who I am. Every thought, every action, every belief, every response, every reaction, every action is in line with this person for the next 30 days. That's our challenge. So you have this list. You have your mission statement in every area you want to change. You are changing the limiting beliefs, so you know where you're at. You know what you want, and that should take you about 2 days to become this person. You know the part you want to play. Play it. Be it. If you have your persona, be the persona. Don't pretend to be the persona. Be the persona. So ask yourself, does this person react in anger? Does this person be lonely? Does this person have a pity party? Does this person turn down invitations? Does this person spend their entire day posting stuff that's opposite of what I want to be online? No. You've got to be authentic. You've got to be honest. Do the work internally. And let's close this gap completely within the next 30 days. And your 30-day challenge is to be this person for the next 30 days. That's what you post. You connect with groups that are those people. You want to create more wealth? Find groups of wealthy people. Take classes. Watch videos. You can take online classes. Just absorb yourself with wealth and those people. You want to be in a relationship, then spend a lot of time with your friends in relationships, right? Be that person, okay? You know, you get the drill. So that's our 30-day challenge, is to totally be honest, vulnerable, open, aware, close the gap, and be the person. Every thought, every action, every decision, every belief, every reaction is in line with this person you are now. Total expectation of what you want. All right, guys? That's it for month 7. We'll talk to you soon.